Good morning. This is Q95's morning news for today, Monday, June 26. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasera. In the headlines, Dominica voted against a U.S.-backed resolution on Venezuela at an OAS General Assembly last week. CHDA wants better U.S.-Cuba relations, and conservatives agree pact with DUP to support May government. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides and falling rocks are being advised to exercise caution as moisture and instability associated with a westward moving tropical wave continue to generate cloudiness, shower and isolated thunderstorms across the island chain during the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, moderate seas are expected, with waves peaking near 7 feet. Small craft operators and sea bathers are advised to exercise caution. Head of the Criminal Investigation Department, Superintendent Davidson Valerie, is concerned about the unexpected 12 homicides that have occurred in Dominica to date in 2017. The latest incident involved Andy Carbon, originally from Buetica, whose lifeless body was found face down in a pool of blood on the bayfront in Roseau early Friday morning. Valerie expressed concern that the number of homicides so far is creating an alarm in the police force. He noted that whereas several of the cases have been solved, nonetheless it is a major concern as this year appears to be a little higher than usual. At a press conference Friday, Valerie again stressed the increase in murder cases on the island and said the crime unit has been diligent in investigating them. Valerie said out of the 12 murders that have been committed and reported, 8 have already been solved. Police Chief Daniel Carbon said in the matter involving Andy Carbon, the police have one suspect in custody who will likely be charged sooner. The police force is now soliciting the public for assistance in solving the murder cases, especially in terms of information. Carbon added, any intelligence or information that you have, you can voluntarily come to the police and provide in. We may have a world of resources, but we cannot fight crime alone. There must be a partnership with the public. Meanwhile, two men who died in an accident under the Kinfield Cliff have been identified as Marcus Dupy, 39, and Karim Labad, 21. Police reported on Saturday that the accident involved a Mitsubishi pickup truck, which was traveling northwards, and a motorcycle traveling in the opposite direction. Dupy and Labad, both from Kenfield, were on the motorcycle. Police said their investigation have so far revealed that the pickup was turning off the highway into a side road and the motorcycle was traveling in the opposite direction when the major collision occurred. Both vehicles were extensively damaged and the two riders on the motorcycle died from the injuries they received. Other persons involved in the accident are said to be in stable condition and are assisting police with their investigations. Dominica and two other Among CARICOM countries voted against a U.S.-backed resolution on Venezuela at last week's OAS General Assembly meeting in Mexico. That resolution included a proposal for a group of friends to mediate the political crisis that has engulfed Venezuela. The resolution called for President Nicolas Maduro to reconsider a plan for an assembly to rewrite the Venezuelan constitution. Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines voted against the resolution. Barbados, Bahamas, Belize, Guyana, and St. Lucia supported it. Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada, Haiti, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago abstained. The resolution failed since it fell 3 votes short of the 23 needed to be passed. Meanwhile, in a video message posted on Twitter, OAS President Luis Almagro said, "I will resign from the OAS the day that free, fair, and transparent national elections are held in Venezuela without impediments. I offer my position in exchange for freedom in Venezuela." His offer comes with demands including a release of political prisoners and a guarantee of Supreme Court independence. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is a staunch ally of Venezuela and started with that South American country throughout its problems with the OAS. He said the OAS has lost its way and Almagro should be fired. He added that the OAS should not interfere with Venezuela's domestic affairs. This was echoed by Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Baron, who represented Dominica at the OAS General Assembly meeting. She said the OAS must be based on a principle of non-interference and respect for the sovereignty of member states. 36 participants, including engineers, water and wastewater lab analysts and other stakeholders from 13 countries throughout the Caribbean, including Dominica, are expected to attend the 5th annual Water Operators Conference under the theme Connecting Water Operators, Strengthening Utilities at the Fort Young Hotel from June 29th to 30th. According to a release, the conference is a unique opportunity for water and wastewater operators from the member utilities throughout the region to share information and experiences by making technical presentations individually or jointly, highlighting challenges or achievements in their work. Organized by the Caribbean Water and Sewage Association, the conference is designed as a platform for water operators to discuss real issues and practical solutions, as well as cultivate innovations and inspiring synergies to address present and future challenges in the Caribbean's water and sewage sectors. Ross University acted as a host to the U.S. Embassy as it conducted active shooter training in Dominica on June 21st for members of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, medical services personnel, and staff of the Ross University. A similar active shooter training also took place in Grenada and Barbados. The training was organized by the embassy's regional security office and facilitated by Deputy Chief of Police of the City of Aurora, Colorado, Paul O'Keefe. O'Keefe was the on-the-scene commander during the 2012 movie theater shooting, where a single shooter opened fire in a crowded movie theater, killing 12 and injuring 70. O'Keefe now uses his experience to train others in responding to these types of incidents. One of the primary goals of the training was to gather stakeholders together in one place to discuss coordination and other logistical and technical requirements in the event that an active shooter incident took place on the island. U.S. Ambassador to Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean and the OACS, Linda Taglietta, commented on the training by saying, "We're pleased to have brought an expert like Deputy Chief O'Keefe to Dominica, and we remain committed to working with our partner nations in the region on strengthening security for continued citizen safety." In more news, the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association regrets the recent U.S. reversal of its travel policies on Cuba and the likely effects on the socioeconomic development of Cuba and the wider Caribbean region. The association continues to support the ending of the U.S.-Cuba embargo and its restrictions on trade and travel and encourages Cuba's active engagement in regional economic development. CHTA concludes that the announced policy changes could stall or altogether reverse the heartening progress made in recent years. If restrictions are indeed reimposed, the association expects adverse effects for U.S. businesses, not only for import-export companies, but also for the U.S.-based travel-related businesses that have made considerable investments in Cuba since normalization began and lost opportunities for those U.S. companies considering doing business there. Even before full normalization, Cuba's hospitality industry's growth outpaced the rest of the region and most of the world. Major global hotel chains from outside the United States have been invested in Cuba, and today they manage tens of thousands of rooms. and the Conservatives have reached an agreement with the Democratic Unionists, which will see them support Theresa May's minority government. The deal, which comes 2 weeks after the election resulted in a hung parliament, will see the 10 DUP MPs back the Tories in key Commons votes. There will be £1 billion extra for Northern Ireland over the next 2 years. DUP leader Arlene Foster said the wide-ranging agreement was good for Northern Ireland and for the UK. A three-page document outlining the terms of the agreement has been published in full. The DUP said it would apply for the lifetime of the parliament, scheduled to last 5 years, but will also be reviewed every year. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. Dominica voted against a U.S.-backed resolution on Venezuela at an OAS General Assembly meeting last week. CHDA wants better U.S.-Cuba relations, and Conservatives agree pact with DUP to support May government. The news was brought to you through kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Lakisha Labasir.